From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. For the first time, Russian warplanes used an Iranian airbase to attack Syrian militant positions. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said Tuesday that U.S.-led coalition forces cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their mission.
It didn't impact our operations, and it gave us enough time to react to make sure that the route in and the route out did not impact coalition operations.
The Russian aircraft took off from the Hamadan Air Base, located about 300 kilometers southwest of Tehran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington called the Russian use of the base unfortunate.
And frankly, that only makes more difficult what is already a very contentious and complex and difficult situation. And it only pushes us further away from what we're all, at least say we're trying to pursue, which is a credible nationwide cessation of hostilities and a political process in Geneva that leads to a peaceful transition. What's unclear to us right now is the extent to which they're using Iran. We've seen varying reports that maybe it was a one-off thing, or whether they're going to continue, we just don't know at this point.
Moscow said the strikes hit five large warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel in the training camps of Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. Gabon's main opposition parties have chosen former Foreign Minister Jean Ping as their candidate in this month's election against President Ali Bongo, seeking a second term. The 74-year-old Ping, who has chaired the African Union Commission and served as UN General Assembly President, faces a daunting task of unseating Mr. Bongo, who succeeded his late father in 2009, who ruled the tiny African country for more than 40 years. Thousands of South African miners marked the fourth anniversary Tuesday of the deadly Marikana miner strike that killed 34 people. This is VOA News. In Yemen,